he's trying to speak. As he wrestles on his clothes, he'll cry through the best of times. Then he'll ask you, where do all the good times go? And he'll say good night to you, and you'll say, we'll see you soon. As if it wasn't only you leaving him behind. He sees himself a younger man. He sees himself a man that you once knew. Dancing with his chair, recalling everything he ever lost with you.
From his 1993 album, Kindness of the World, that's Joe Henry here on the Viva La Mach radio program with some champions. Before the Joe Henry, some brand new music from Bill Lloyd. Bill Lloyd has a brand new CD out called Working the Long Game, and I played Wake Up Call. So brand new, I literally just got it in the mail today, and I'm like, I got to find a song that's going to fit on my show. Oh, there it is, Wake Up Call. There's some other great ones you'll hear in the future. Bill Lloyd of Foster and Lloyd fame, but that's from a new solo album from Bill Lloyd. And speaking of brand new music from the Lunar Laugh. They have a new album out called Night Walking. I really don't know much about this band, but on there they're doing a Death Cab for Cutie cover. So I'm like, I'm doing a Death Cab for Cutie cover, and I'm playing Soul Meets Body by the Lunar Laugh. And I might have some Death Cab for Cutie coming up at some point in my show. I've already, you know, I might. I'm just teasing you with that. The Spin in there with Love Goddess, and start off the entire set with Band of Horses and Laredo. We've got about 30 seconds before we get to the top of the hour, which is hopefully enough time for me to remind you that you can have whiskey before breakfast. I'm allowing it, but you can only do it on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. because that's when Mando Richard plays his eclectic folk show called Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh here in this market and on other stations all over because Mando is that cool.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach, and And if you've tuned in before, you know what's going to happen right now. But if you're new to the listening at this hour, this is what happens every week at this hour. I, the Mockster, I do a thing called The Mock. Take a word, artist, performer, theme, and I do some cover songs, tribute songs, songs that mention it, songs that somehow are related to said theme. Steve Wynn was in town recently, so I've like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's put Steve Wynn under the mock light. Before I get to the mock, though, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, it's located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. Let's move over to get some Steve Wynn music in the background while I start introing this. So if you weren't at the show, I apologize. You missed a good show. Steve Wynn, back in the 1980s, had a band called the Dream Syndicate, which I, the Mockster, fell in love with in my youth. Before that, actually, let's even back up more. Let me just give you a little history, little backstory. So Steve was born in L.A. He actually went to high school with Darby Crash and Pat Smear of the Germs. How crazy is that? Then he went off to college, went to UC Davis. I think Scott Miller from Game Theory, I think he was a UC Davis person around the same time. Started a band called The Suspects, and they put out one 7-inch back around 1979. In that band were, trying to think who was all in that band. Russ Holman was in the band. Gavin Blair, who was later be part of True West, and then Kendra Smith, who was the original bass player for the Dream Syndicate. Then around 1981, starts the Dream Syndicate, puts out an EP, does a bunch of stuff. They break up, they get together, they break up, they do a bunch of, you know. And then finally, 1990 arrives. Steve puts out his first solo album. Since that time, he's put out, a dozen. He's put out like a dozen plus solo releases under his name, under Steve Wynn and The Miracle 3. He's got a few under there. Also plays in the Baseball Project with Scott McCoy, Linda Pittman, and Peter Buck of REM. So he's a pretty busy dude. And so why not put him under the mock light? I had to wean this down to only 10 songs. I had 20. I'm like, let's just stick with 10. I'm going to start off the mock tonight with something from Brad Rice. And his version of Steve's song, Younger. It's the Viva La Mock radio program, 88.3 FM. It's WRCT. I'm the Mockster.
shining through the afternoon haze, and she felt more alive. She had pictures of her children, remembered all of their names. She knew it was much better for them now, but it hurt just the same. And there's just
without a listening, and people spend their whole life. lights. She told me to never ask any questions. Moonlight, the moon is right. She walks over in my direction. No surprise from the passing eyes. She leans over the windowsill. Time flies out of the disguise. Imagination at a $20 bill. She comes around, she comes around. Some lives work as famous. Some lives don't work at all. She comes around, all the rules and games. She comes around, it's hard to explain. She comes around, she comes around. She comes around. She comes around.
outside of Kansas City. It really was a pity that she stayed in Kansas City. We didn't sit a second when she didn't want to back it. She knew she couldn't hack it in a blue bomber jacket. And all I want is tea and some chocolate and a book and a cigarette and coffee and our danger murder's hook. And all that I want more than anything I want is to just be alone. Just be alone. Hey, can I look in your eyes again? Hey, can I look in your eyes? Hey, can I look in your eyes again? Hey, can I look in your eyes? Hey, can I look in your eyes again? Hey, can I look in your eyes? Hey, can I look in your eyes again? Hey, can I look in your
Chris Kakavas and the Slivers of Hope doing Steve Wynn's 500 Girl Mornings here midway through a Steve Wynn mock on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, Chris really came onto the scene, in my opinion, when he joined Green on Red, which was yet another band part of that Paisley underground scene of the early 1980s out in L.A. that the Dream Syndicate was a part of. And speaking of that Paisley underground scene, Sid Griffin, who was a member of the Long Riders, I played him right before that. It was Sid Griffin and the Albanians doing their version of When She Comes Around. Oh, I don't think I mentioned the Chris Kakavas song was 500 Girl Mornings. Dennis Duck in there doing such a great version of the song Tears Won't Help from Steve Wynn. Dennis Duck, original drummer of the Dream Syndicate. Minus Five in there. Minus Five. You knew they had to show up. You knew it. Waiting Like Mary. And Brad Rice started off the entire mock with his version of the song Younger. Let's move into part two. Why not? Part two of the mock includes five more songs. Starting things off with something off of, originally off of the Fluorescent album that Steve Wynn put out. I believe that was on Mute Records, too. Anyway, it's Chris Ekman doing his version of Steve Wynn's Follow Me. You are midway through a Steve Wynn mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program with me, the Mockster, on 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
If you feel like going down, so do I, so stick around. Follow me. If you see a shooting star, a broken headlight on an old blue car, follow me. If you're looking for a sign,
thank you. Outside of Memphis, just after sunrise, got on the Greyhound, and he sat next to me. He said, "Ain't no pathway that I'm looking for. I shouldn't think about it all that much. Guess I shouldn't think about it all the time. I shouldn't think about it all that much. Guess I shouldn't think about it all the time. After a while, you lose direction. Follow the first path that you see, and you say, I never ever thought that this could happen. Blue Drifter, lost on the highway, talks in a whisper, and he looks just like me, and he looks just like just
everybody calm down? I think we better go now. Frightened the children. That's the way it goes. I come undone. It's the only way. Thank you.
I'd let you have a look. I'd set you up with chapter one, and then I'd wait until you're done. There's nothing that I'd want to hide. I'd just forget to look inside. Would it be worth the time it took if my life was an open book? But I thought that I should let you know. The things that I don't always show may not be worth the time it took if my life was an open book. If I could make some new mistakes and not the same ones every time, time and time and time again, time and time and time again. I could feel some shame, and I try hard to act surprised. The promises I wouldn't break if I could make some new mistakes. But I thought that I should let you know. The things that I don't always show may not be worth the time it took if my life was an open book. My life was an open book. If my life was an open book, I'd probably let you have a look, and you could try to change the end, but I'd just change it back again. And then we could collaborate on all the sections that you hate and give it all one final look if my life was an open book. But I thought that I should let you know. The things that I don't always show may not be worth the time it took if my life was an open book. 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 Surely let you have a look.
John Munson wrapping up a Steve Wynn mock with his version of If My Life Was an Open Book. Now, John Munson, if you're unfamiliar with him, he's a bass player and was a member of actually of Semisonic, but before that, Trip Shakespeare. So I'm just trying to tell you who some of these artists really are. Kirk Swan before that, doing his version of Steve's Here on Earth as well. Steve was a member of Dump Truck, and I got a chance to meet Kirk when Steve was in town with the Miracle 3, and Steve was, I think Jason Victor's normally the guitarist in the Miracle 3, but couldn't make the trip, so Kirk Swan stepped in, and so I played the Kirk Swan, and also Chris Brokaw in there. Chris Brokaw, a loyal fan of the Viva La Mock radio program, doing Drizzle, a song that he originally played backup on the original album, Melting in the Dark. Yeah, Steve had the band Come. Talia Zedek, Chris Brokaw and company were his backing band for that. So Chris did Drizzle. Chris actually might be coming to town because he also plays with the Lemonheads. Last time he was in town, he was playing guitar with the Lemonheads. So, and I believe the Lemonheads are coming to town. I believe. So that's exciting news. But let's get back to the mock. Russ Tolman in there doing his version of the Blue Drifter. And start off the entire set with Chris Ekman. Chris Ekman was in The Walkabouts. And that was a solo release of his doing his version of the song that you hear in the background, Follow Me.
Follow Me.
Hey, let me tell you just a sidebar. Ross Tolman. Russ Tolman, if I can even say these names right. I was in Brazil. Yep, I was in Brazil, and this would have been like 13 years ago. And I'm staying in a little bed and breakfast, and the woman has this little rack of two dozen CDs, if that. Let's say 15. Of course, and I'm a music nerd, so I'm kind of like, oh, I wonder what CD she has, thinking she's not going to have anything I know. She had a Russ Tolman CD. I literally was like, can I buy this off of you? Yeah, I'm that nerd. I can barely get this stateside. And you're using it as a decoration, because I'm pretty sure those were just decoration CDs. But anyway, I digress. That was my Steve Wynn mock. If you have a suggestion for a mock or just a request on a future show, shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Let me find my background music. Let me go back to the last days of May for my background music so that we can wrap up this radio show, at least wrapped up into this hour of this radio show that we like to call Viva La Mock. There it is. Before I get back into the music, I should remind you that you should join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he actually focuses on new music by your favorite classic artist. It's called Courts in Session. It happens each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock here at WRCT. And what I'm going to tell you is he's supposed to have an encore happening, I believe, Monday afternoons now. It was on Fridays, but I think it's moved to Monday. So let's keep our ears peeled for that, because if you can't catch it Thursday night, you've got Monday afternoon to listen to it. Hey, speaking of a classic artist, maybe not new music, but I recently learned that the name of this song, the name of this album, is The Structure of the Song. Abacab, A-B-A-C-A-B, is verse, chorus, verse, bridge, verse, chorus. Yeah, things you learn.
Tell me, do you think I'm too bad?
from their album Kingdom Day. That's the Droogs and Countdown to Zero here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the Droogs, yeah, that was Genesis, title track from their Abacab album, because would you believe that album is celebrating 40 years? 40 years. Wow. So why not throw some Genesis in there? You know why? Because I can. Hey, a couple things I can also do is I can remind you that during these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking websites, but you know what? One of them actually saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. They link organ donors with people in need of organs, like kidneys and other transplants. In the United States, 22 people die each and every day waiting for an organ transplant. Most of them are waiting for kidneys. So if you are considering becoming a living organ donor, or maybe just you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com. And you don't have to donate an organ. You can donate, you know, cash, real estate, a car, a boat, whatever you've got. Matchingdonors.com is the home of the greatest gift of all, which is the gift of life. Hey, I am the Mockster. My name is Paul. You can reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to this program. It's called Viva La Mach, and it comes exclusively to you here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and streaming at wrct.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Automation is the key. I am Dr. Jazz, PhD.
You're tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh's Automation.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Well, if you look at your watch, you'll notice this is the time of the day each week that I, the Mockster, do a thing called The Mock. Yeah, I take a word, an artist, a performer, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about said theme. I've mentioned my alliteration mock for tonight is Moon Martin. There is a Moon Martin mock coming up in a few seconds. But before I get to the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. We're going to turn into this Moon Martin mock. Now it is 2021, but if you've heard me in the past few weeks, I've been doing what I've been calling a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. It depends on which day you're listening. And I'm doing that. I've been doing it all night long. Some of my sets have been new and original. Other sets, I kind of just pulled out the music and, I made it sound like it was new. I'm telling you that secret now because for my mock, I'm doing this Moon Martin mock, which I originally did back in August 20th of 2010. So this mock is 11 years old. And I might throw a second mock in to kind of fill the hour up because, you know, this is just how life is in August for me, the Mockster. But I think we need to kick off the mock with Moon Martin's most famously penned song. It was made a hit by somebody else. So let's start the mock with of the Moon Martin penned Bad Case of Loving You, originally put out in 1978 by Moon Martin. Robert did it in 79.